Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Carson City. We're talking all kinds of addiction with Chelsea Mone and Monica Chavez. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Fred Locken, Andy Peterson, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the old Supreme Court in the Capitol in Carson City. We're joined by Chelsea Mone, Foundation for Recovery, and Monica Chavez, Recovery Advocacy Project. And I should point out that your dad is Don Chavez, who was a guest for many years on this program. So a pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you. Let's start
out with, what is this project?
So the Recovery Advocacy Project, it's really a social welfare organization that's created to educate folks on the best practices of advocacy and civic engagement.
Okay, and is it connected to recovery for addictions of various kinds?
Yeah, it's for anybody who is interested in recovery, anyone who's personally in recovery, even just allies of the recovery community.
Okay, so what does it do? How does it help?
So we educate people on the best ways that they can advocate for themselves or for loved ones. We do trainings. We're doing an event here at Carson City at the Nevada Legislative Capitol to raise awareness and highlight recovery. So that's really important to us, is doing events like that will help people feel more powerful in their voice and give them a sense of their own power.
Okay, so tell me what the problem is. What is the issue facing these people?
So a big problem is that a lot of decisions are being made and there is no input from the recovery community. There's a lot of laws being passed that involve folks in recovery, and we don't really have a seat at the table. And so that's really a big key piece, is wanting to be able to inform legislators on how certain laws would affect the recovery community and the pros and cons of that.
Okay, so first of all, I didn't know there was a recovery community as such. So that's
good. See, we're educating you.
Absolutely. but what are the biggest issues facing the recovery community? And I'm presuming you're talking recovery from all kinds of aspects, so drugs, alcohol, etc.
Mm-hmm. It could be drugs, alcohol, it could be behavioral addictions, It could be gambling.
Which would be what?
Behavioral could be like shopping, gambling, sex and love addictions, pornography addictions.
Gambling, yeah.
Yeah, so those are some of the behavioral addictions. And then, of course, substance use. Your question was the issues facing
right.
the community.
I mean, they, well, it sounds like it's a whole gamut.
It is a whole gamut, and that's why the organization exists, is we bring everyone together from all facets of the community, and we really hear what their concerns are so that we can be a voice to legislators, to elected officials on the issues facing them. And right now, like I said, it's not having a seat at the table.
Okay, so well, that's a very basic one. But it seems this is a really broad portfolio. I mean, each of the issues that you've raised are different issues.
Right, and stigma is the underlying issue of a lot of the reasons why recovery advocates don't have a seat at the table. And I think it's really important for us to help empower people to have that voice and to want to make changes in their community. And, you know, I think it starts with the people in recovery because, as Monica mentioned, things shouldn't necessarily happen without people in recovery saying what had worked for them, what had not worked for them or their families. And, you know, it's really through lived experience.
Okay, so you're not dealing with people then that are still going through the process. You're dealing with people who have been fortunate enough to come out the other side?
Yes and no. We work with people. I work for Foundation for Recovery, which is a recovery community organization. We have both a nonprofit in Las Vegas as well as now Reno. And so we provide peer recovery support services. And, you know, as you're mentioning, the recovery journey is not linear. And, you know, there are many ways we can help people find recovery, sustain recovery, and then advocate for recovery.
Okay, so how would you differentiate between, say, for example, AA and what your organization is doing?
AA is one mutual aid group, whereas Foundation for Recovery and the recovery movement supports all pathways to recovery and whatever that looks like. So a pathway to recovery may be a mutual aid group, it may be medication-assisted treatment, it may be going to church. There are many ways people can find recovery, but we want to get everybody who recovers in their own way at the table so that we have the many pathways for people to choose, because a lot of people think that AA and other mutual aid groups are the only way to find recovery or maybe treatment as well.
Okay, so what kind of response have you gotten so far from the legislators?
Honestly, the legislators have been pretty responsive. They, you know, like Chelsea said, the stigma is so huge, and we were really kind of terrified about who might want to come to our events, who might be interested in this. And, you know, a lot of legislators, they told me it's about time that something like this happened, because they don't know about, like you said, the recovery community. They're not sure. They've heard this and that. Of course, we hear about the scandals in the news, and they don't hear the success stories. And so they were very, very responsive to hear that there were advocates organizing around recovery and that we would be having our own day at the legislative building.
Were you surprised, or is this just normal for you to know of the scandals that have occurred here at the legislature and in the congressional office of certain politicians who have been caught up in these scandals?
I can't necessarily speak on that issue. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then one of the things that I noticed in your literature was that you'd like to see the verbiage changed in terms of describing the problems that people have. And what struck me about that, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, mm-hmm. is that there are a lot of people that came out of the 60s and 70s who have gotten past their addictions, but have found it very helpful to talk about the fact that they are drug addicts or alcoholics or whatever, and that it's a day-by-day process for them to get past this. And I think that's very helpful when people are actually honest and sincere and come out and say, this is who I was, this is what I went through.
Correct.
It's still a struggle every day. It may be 20, 30 years mm-hmm. ago, but it's one day at a time.
Right.
So I wasn't sure that changing the names of these problems was really beneficial.
I'm so happy you brought that up. So these specific names that we're referring to, drug addict, alcoholic, they play into stigma. And we're, as recovery advocates and educators, trying to reduce stigma for people both struggling with addiction and in recovery. So changing the verbiage to a person in long-term recovery makes it person-centered, makes it real, makes it feel as though we are humans too. People with substance use disorders are humans too. And that's the stigma, is that people who have addiction disorders have a moral deficiency, and that is not the case. It's a disease.
And I certainly wouldn't disagree with the fact that it's a disease. It just seems to me that the more you turn things away, it becomes rather Orwellian to describe something as something different, when it would be far easier for those who may be embarking on the road to addiction mm-hmm. to understand that there are people around who can say, well, I went down that road. It was not a good road to be on. Samuel L. Jackson was on 60 Minutes last night talking about his incidences with cocaine mm-hmm. and how his wife came in and found him on the floor. And you know, his honesty and his integrity of talking about how the fact that she had saved his life by getting him to the hospital made more than if he said, well, I and coming up with some other descriptor.
Mm-hmm. You want to take it?
I think that it's important to understand how language has power, and it's important.
For sure.
Yes, and it's important to bring up examples such as, you know, when you think of somebody with drug addiction or they're a drug addict, you think of very negative connotations, right? You think of people who just don't know how to do anything differently, whereas that is a choice. Whereas you think of people with a substance use disorder, you think of it much differently. You think of it as, you know, that it is not a choice. And so you have a different picture in your mind. And when you're talking about reducing that stigma and making change in our communities, it's really important to really focus on our language and how we communicate people who have, you know, substance use disorder, and how we can help these people find recovery, long-term recovery.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. It's an interesting topic, and we'd be happy to have you guys come back on and talk more about it as this develops. Thank you both
Please,
for being
yeah.
here.
Please, yeah, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Penny, Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We have a great Power Pundit panel here. Fred Locken is here, political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Andy Peterson is vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Trey Abney is managing partner with Abney Talcon Group. Pleasure to have you all here. We are taping this the morning after the Mueller report. Bob Barr version of the Mueller report came out, and it was fascinating this morning, between watching Fox News and listening to NPR, to hear the two versions of this story. Wow, this is just going to go all the way to Election Day.
Well, there's a lot of people that have an opinion on this report that have never read the report, as none of us have seen it.
Well, that was right. That's the funny thing.
Including NPR and Fox News.
That was the funny thing last week, was that this story that everybody was talking about on Friday was about one person handing off a piece of paper to the other. That was all there was. There was no report, there was nothing, and everybody jawboned for hours about it.
And no opinions will be changed even when we get the report, by the way. Everybody will still be in their camps, and we'll move on to the next Trump outrage.
Well, it gave someone something to talk about, the news cycle, right?
Well, and that's true. And, you know, I mean, that's one of the great ironies is that, you know, years ago the comment was made that people think that all over the world, 24 hours a day, news is going on, when in fact, most days, absolutely nothing is going
correct.
On.
Fred? So we committed to 24-hour news 7 days a week to report nothing that's going on. Yeah, the reality is that it was a highly successful effort by Mueller. I mean, you have a sizable number of indictments and already guilt and conviction. But the focus got misdirected somehow. This was a very narrow effort from the very beginning. And certainly either the state of New York or the Southern District of New York is going to be doing a far more interesting amount of work between now and 2020.
It's fascinating to watch how this is being spun in all directions. And it has no basis on anything.
No, nothing. But to Fred's point about it kind of being spun off, that's what happens with these things. You remember the Kenneth Starr and the Clinton years, you know, start out with land deals and all this other stuff, goes over to Monica Lewinsky and all this other stuff. So they start with one issue, and then the prosecutor kind of starts to look at other things, and it goes out into 20 different, and there's so many tentacles that people just don't believe any of it, right, at this point. And again, Republicans are still gonna defend Trump. Democrats are going to say, no, there's you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, whatever little smoke there is. And the House Democrats will continue to investigate all of these tentacles for the rest of the time he's in office.
Okay, but Speaker Pelosi has made the point that impeachment is not the way to go. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I think she's being very strategic in her goal there. She's trying to drag the president through the mud and right up to Election Day so that he might be weakened.
And isn't that her job?
That is her job. So that is divided government, and I guess that's what we all signed up for.
But, you know, the interesting thing here is, and this is the scary part, is for those that really look at government, the best government is divided government, is it not?
It is, and actually, usually whoever's in power has done a lot better job with the other party than with their own. I mean, that was the experience of Bill Clinton, who was far more successful working with the Republicans than with his own Democrats. It's really hard to find agreement within the party, and sometimes easier to find compromise when you're working across aisles. However, in 2019, I'm not sure we're going to see too much across the aisles
anymore. All right, let's take a break. More with our pundits when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our Power Pundit, Fred Locke and Andy Peterson and Trey Abney. You made a comment on the show a couple of weeks ago that I thought was fascinating and true.
I didn't know anybody listened to my comments, so I appreciate that.
It was me. Yeah. And I'm right here. But the comment was that, you know, the media concentrates on, you know, a few issues, but there are lots of things going on at the legislature that don't get covered that are the necessary work of the legislature. Name off a couple of different things that people would be surprised to know that are getting done and getting done efficiently.
Ooh, boy, getting done efficiently, that's where you threw me off. I think the budgets are actually moving forward. You know, they don't talk, and there's budget hearings every single morning of this legislature. I think those are coming to conclusion quicker than what most folks are thinking about. I don't know, Andy, I'm trying to think of something being done efficiently.
That the public is not aware of that is the workaday business of the legislature as against the sexier. You know.
Well, I think the policy issues are what you're talking about that take a lot of time and a lot of effort. One of them is criminal justice reform right now. That is kind of working through the process. It has some challenges, especially for the business community. So that's an issue that I think is that they're probably working on that's not sexy, that's not real fun for the public to watch.
What's the biggest issue with that?
Well, for us, it's raising the felony threshold levels to levels that may pose some problems for organized retail crime and so forth. So some of those are issues there, some of the diversionary programs, and there's lots of little nuances in there that actually have large consequences. So those issues are being dealt with as we speak. Again, I don't know if it's terribly efficient, but it's being dealt with.
Okay.
Well, I also would say administrative code revisions, which really lagged for many sessions. Debbie Smith led the charge along with others to address that a few sessions ago. I think that they have a better process in place. And I also think that we forget about the sort of the regular hearings that go on, actually looking at each of the state agencies. And mm-hmm. there is a review process. The LCB has generally put up red flags if they needed to be. And that's very important because there needs to be a watchdog role of the legislature, and it plays that every session.
And as you look at the governor, a Democratic governor, a Democratic legislature, is there any kind of split between those two at this point?
Well, it's too early to say that because
he has to wait and see.
I think so. He hasn't gotten any bills yet. Now, his people are in the building on a regular basis because, remember, he's going to have to run for re-election. These folks want to keep in the majority so they can draw the lines, the district lines next time. So they don't want to get pulled too far to the left by the progressive wing of that party, right? And so they're going to be very careful to kind of stay in the middle of the road. We haven't seen a minimum wage bill yet as far as what that magic number will be, 12, 15, et cetera. So it's too early to tell. You know, in a couple weeks, you're going to start seeing bill deadlines where you have to get through the first committee and then the first house. And that'll you kind of start seeing where these things are going. There's so many bills that are being, we were just talking about this, there's so many bills being introduced and too many bills. And they're going to have to start, you know, quelling those out and taking care of those. So.
But that's the purpose of moving from one house to the other. That's the great bill-killing moment of the state legislative session.
Leader Cannizzaro just dropped into that role. How's she doing?
I think she's doing well, given what happened to her. That has to be overwhelming for anybody, but given the fact that it happened under those circumstances, when it happened, I think is overwhelming for her. I think she's doing a good job. She looks a little pressured, if I could use that term.
But are you concerned about the criminal justice reform, that it may go too far, to the right rather than the left because of her role as a prosecutor?
So I think that's actually a bit of balance here. Her role as a prosecutor, she has a good handle on this, and so hopefully she serves as the stopgap from it going too far to the left.
This is her first term, by the way. I do agree. This is her first term, second session, but first term, and she, you know, for to have that put upon her shoulders and to take on, to willingly take that on, is amazing. I think she's doing a great job.
And published reports over the weekend say that, and it was a Nevada Independent, I should point out, that said that that it was fairly unanimous in her caucus that she was going to be the leader.
I know that says a lot, and I think the session has been going remarkably well under the circumstances, and I think that this leadership team on the Democratic side does seem to be firing on all cylinders. So she's a great member to come in this very strange situation, seems to be hitting stride and getting a lot of help from her colleagues to be successful.
Julia Ratti seems to be a power behind the throne.
Absolutely. Well, she's kind of the deputy, right, to Nicole Cannizzaro, and she is very smart. She's chairing Health and Human Services. As you can imagine, a lot of issues go through there. I've got health insurance clients, so we have to go through there a lot, and she is smart as a whip and has that that leadership aura about her, if you will. She's taken the mantle and moved forward, and again, she's a new, fairly new senator as well.
Just a brief answer here, but as you've just come to Nevada, this is your first session. Mm-hmm. How does this compare with your previous sessions in other states?
Well, I think it's a great process here in Nevada. I think people are very respectful and accepting of folks. So
as against?
Well, you know, I've worked in different states, and so I think that, again, it's very organized, it's very straightforward, it's very easy to understand. LCB has an excellent website to follow these issues through, whether it's for someone who is new like myself or for the members of the public.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, State Senator Ira Hansen will join us. We'll see you then.